This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip overnight and into Wednesday killed at least 17 people, including five children and their parents. The latest strikes came on the eve of new talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire in the 10-month-long war. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt are hoping to broker an agreement, but the sides remain far apart on several issues.
We have to take advantage of this window for diplomatic action and diplomatic solutions. That time is now.
United States envoy Amos Hochstein commented on needing to secure the deal after speaking with Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri in Beirut on Wednesday. Ukrainian forces are pushing on with their major cross-border incursion into Russia's Kursk region for a second week. On Wednesday, they claimed to have taken more ground, captured more Russian prisoners, and destroyed a jet bomber. The commander of the Ukrainian military said that since the start of the day, assault troops had advanced 1 to 2 kilometers in some parts of Kursk, and that Ukrainian troops took more than 100 Russian soldiers prisoner. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A United States Army